Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, September 5th. You'll be interested to know. 48 years ago, today in 1977, NASA launched the Voyager 1 spacecraft, a shining testament to human curiosity and exploration from Cape Canaveral, Florida. That bold mission carried our hopes beyond the outer planets, unveiling the wonders of Jupiter and Saturn, and continues to send back precious data from interstellar space, inspiring generations to reach for the stars. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 69 degrees with 9 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:08 and will rise again tomorrow at 6:15. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 8 a.m., then partly sunny skies with a high near 85, accompanied by a breezy south wind at 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 28. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 68 and a south wind at 14 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be just before 10, with a low tide at 4. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of rain showers after 2 p.m. on Saturday, with mostly sunny skies and a high near 88. Saturday night brings a chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight, with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 62. Sunday has a chance of rain showers and patchy fog, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 70. Sunday night features a slight chance of rain showers before 8 p.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 56. Monday will be mostly sunny, with a high near 74 and a west wind. Monday night is mostly clear, with a low around 54. Tuesday will be sunny, with a high near 71 and a northeast wind. Tuesday night remains mostly clear, with a low around 51. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Navy's iconic Blue Angels are back in New Hampshire for the first time in more than a decade, bringing their thrilling air show to Pease Air Base in Portsmouth this weekend. Locals gathered outside the base to watch the high-flying spectacle during Thursday's rehearsal. Les Carvino, a nearby resident, remarked, "The way these guys fly, it's so close together. It's quite a sight to see." For Katie Riley, who attended with her daughter, it's about passing on a tradition, recalling, "My dad used to take us to air shows all the time." The free event is expected to draw about 40,000 people and coincides with the 250th birthday of the Navy and Marine Corps. Now on to sports. Caitlin Clark's season is officially over, as the Indiana Fever star announced on social media Thursday night. "I had hoped to share a better update, but I will not be returning to play this season." She expressed her feelings of disappointment, thanking fans for their support through this frustrating time. Clark has been sidelined since July 16th with a right groin injury, and despite her hard work to recover, time was not on her side. Last night, we kicked off the NFL season with Cowboys at Eagles. Philly came out on top, 24-20. After a brief lightning delay, the Eagles pulled ahead, With Jalen Hurts going 19 for 23 with 152 yards. Hurts really shined in the running game, and the boys couldn't stop him as he racked up 62 yards rushing with 2 touchdowns. Dak Prescott was in good form with 188 yards passing, going 21 for 34. And tonight, the brilliant decision makers at NFL headquarters decided to take a home game away from the Chargers, with their opening game being played in Brazil as they face the Chiefs. This game can only be watched on YouTube, luckily for free, with a game time at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. On to college football tomorrow. Not too many big matchups, but a good one might be number 15 Michigan at number 18 Oklahoma, which kicks off at 4:30 Pacific on ABC. The Sooners are favored by 5.5. In local sports, the Red Sox were off last night, but tonight they are back in action, taking on the D-backs at Chase Field in Phoenix for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Peyton Tall, with a 0-0 record and a 3.38 earned run average, faces Eduardo Rodriguez, who is 6-8 with a 5.4 ERA. First pitch at 9:40 under clear skies with temperatures near 94 degrees. In top news, Matthew Bowyer, at the center of the Shohei Ohtani betting scandal, received more than $16 million in wires from Ohtani's account, and this led to an investigation threatening the Las Vegas gambling scene. Bowyer, a former poker player, became involved in an illegal bookmaking operation, attracting clients through various means. In December 2023, Ohtani signed a record contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers, but by March 2024, reports emerged linking him to illegal gambling, leading to Ohtani denying any involvement. Bowyer, who had been successfully running his operation for years, now faces serious legal repercussions as his empire crumbles under scrutiny. In business news, this stock just displaced Palantir to become the S&P 500's top-performing stock. Move over, Palantir. You have new competition, Seagate, the computer storage provider. Artificial intelligence defense contractor Palantir has amassed a cult following with a $370 billion valuation and one of the richest valuations of all time. However, after ascending nearly 2,000% from its October 2020 initial public offering and joining the S&P 500 index, the company has hit a setback. Over the last week, a 10% rally in shares of digital storage company Seagate Technology has helped it quietly displace the one-time best performer in the index. Seagate is now the best-performing stock in the index, while Palantir sits at number 2. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% for the week to about $111,000. Ethereum is down 9% to just over $4,300. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.81. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. This disease is on the rise, and many people do not know that they have it. 9 out of 10 people with chronic kidney disease only find out when it progresses to later stages. An estimated 700 million people worldwide have chronic kidney disease, including 35.5 million people in the United States. Experts warn that the biggest health risk associated with chronic kidney disease is dying from heart disease. Early detection is key to slowing the progression of kidney damage, especially with new treatments available. And in entertainment news, what should have been the perfect pairing of artist and material instead falls victim to impossible expectations as the master overstuffs his creation. Oscar Isaac plays Victor Frankenstein more as a tortured artist than a scientist. More than once, incensed characters accuse the mad doctor of being the true monster in Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein. Del Toro remains a cinematic master with every costume, set, and prop crafted with formidable imagination and daunting attention to detail. However, the film feels as if we are watching through a peephole. Alas, Del Toro's depiction of sexuality remains strangely stunted, raising questions about the monster's attraction. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American astronaut and physicist, Sally Ride. And she said, "Science is fun. Science is curiosity. We all have natural curiosity. Science is a process of investigating. It's posing questions and coming up with a method. It's delving in." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.